unidentified flying objects. Are they real?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has just opened a large creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, do you believe there's intelligent life in outer space and that this might explain the sightings of UFOs?
Actually, I do believe in UFOs, Mark. Any flying object that I can't identify is a UFO. But do I believe in UFOs with little green men? Well, no, not at all. You know, the only reason that evolutionists believe there's intelligent life in outer space is their hope that evolution is common all over the universe. And I don't accept this, of course. You see, the Bible tells us that God made the earth first. God made the sun, moon, and stars later for signs and for seasons on the earth. The earth's obviously center stage. God also made the first man, Adam, on earth. And only Adam's descendants can be saved because Jesus Christ became a man, what the Bible calls the last Adam, to die for Adam's race. If there were other races of people in outer space, they wouldn't have an opportunity to be saved. Is there life in outer space? God says that he made one intelligent race of creatures in his image, Adam and Eve. No, he didn't make little green men.
If you're not able to visit our new planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio, find out more about the topic of astronomy and the Bible by visiting our website. Read one of our free booklets there, including one entitled Astronomy and the Bible. It's free at AnswersRadio.com.